As part of the Vidui Maestros ceremony, the Torah tells us that the farmer says, among other things, Lo avarti mimitzvasecha velo shachachti, that I have not transgressed any of your commandments and I have not forgotten them. Rashi, commenting based on a medrash in the Sifrei, says Lo avarti mimitzvasecha refers to the fact that I didn't make any mistakes, I didn't do anything wrong with some of the specifics of taking trumos and maestros and separating and tithing my produce. But velo shachachti, and I didn't forget to make the appropriate bracha when doing these mitzvos. Rashi, of course, is alluding to the phenomenon which we have for many mitzvos of birchos ha-mitzvos. And the simple implication of Rashi is that this pasuk is a source for the phenomenon, for the institution of brachos before mitzvos. Now, you might go so far as to think, if this is the source, is Rashi telling us that birchos ha-mitzvos are da'oraisa, based on this pasuk of v'lo shachachti? So all of the supra commentaries on Rashi, the Mefarshei Rashi, point out you can't go that far with Rashi, it's just impossible, because it's pretty much universally agreed that the whole institution of brachos before mitzvos is only mitzvah rabbanan, it's only rabbinic. Rather, it is alluded to, it's a hint, it's a remez in our parsha to birchos ha-mitzvos, but it's not an actual source. So given that we have, if not a source, at least a hint to the phenomenon of birchos ha-mitzvos here in our parsha, I want to spend a few minutes discussing kind of the foundational question for how to understand the whole institution of birchos ha-mitzvos, something which we take for granted, and we say, on an almost constant, if not daily basis, with so many of the mitzvos where we make brachos before we do those mitzvos. And the question is, what is the relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah? One possibility, perhaps the simplest possibility, is that if you have a mitzvah, and then Chachamim came along and added bracha, that's great. So we have two separate things. One is the bracha, one is the mitzvah. They're both good, they're both wonderful, but they're separate from each other. They're just in proximity to each other, but they're separate categories. Alternatively, however, one might conceive of the possibility, one might suggest, that even though the Chachamim added and created this institution of Berachas HaMitzvos, perhaps what they did was appended it to the mitzvah itself. They made the bracha and its mitzvah into one kind of integrated whole. It's not just something you do before you do the mitzvah, it rather becomes part of and an enhancement of the mitzvah itself. One illustration of these two possibilities may be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid with regards to the question of circumcision for an androgynous. An androgynous is someone who is born with both male and female organs, and halachically it's a question, it's a suffix, if this person is halachically a male or a female, and therefore everyone agrees that since we're not sure and this person might be a halachic male, a zachar, therefore that male organ needs to have a circumcision. Suffolk, da'raisa l'chumra, brismila, of course, is a Torah prohibition, and therefore when in doubt, we're machmir. That's the easy part. However, the question is, what about the bracha? In most circumcisions, the mo'el makes a bracha before doing the circumcision. Would you make the bracha on a circumcision of an androgynous? So says the Rambam, no. It's true that we have to be machmir to do the mila, because maybe this androgynous is a male, but that's suffic brismila, to be strict, to be machmir. But the bracha is a separate question, and we generally have a rule, suffic brachos, lahakel, which makes sense. We're leaning on a suffic and brachos, because brachos are derabanan. That's the Rambam Shita. However, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, once this androgynous becomes chayiv in circumcision, chayiv in mila, even though he's chayiv because of a suffic, but he is chayiv, once we're doing the mila, and that's been determined, then mamela, the chiv bracha also gets schlepped along, and therefore you have to make a bracha as well. A big chiddush of the Ravid. How do we understand that? Isn't the Rambam obviously correct? So the answer is, presumably, that the Rambam and the Ravid are really arguing over this fundamental question that we raised a few moments ago. According to the Rambam, you look at the bracha and the mitzvah as two separate things. Since they're two separate institutions, they can have different parameters, different guidelines. And in fact, that's what the Rambam says. In this case, you look at them separately. Since bris milah is daraisa, that's safek l'chumra. Since the bracha is derabanan, that's safek l'kula. No problem. How come the Ravid disagrees? So evidently, the Ravid holds that we don't look at the bracha as something separate. The main thing is the mitzvah. And if this is a mitzvah daraisa, we'll say safek daraisa l'chumra. And memela, automatically, the bracha gets schlepped along, as it were. We don't look at it as a separate question. The question is, do we do the mitzvah? And if it's Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, we are doing the mitzvah. And if this is the mitzvah, like Bris Mila is, that gets a bracha, Memela, once we're doing the Bris, why wouldn't we make a bracha? We don't look at it as two separate questions, because evidently the Ravid held that the bracha integrates in and becomes a part of an enhancement of the mitzvah itself. A very fascinating machlokos in the Rambam and the Ravid, which would seem to hinge on this fundamental question. Another area where this comes to the fore may be in the different interpretations in the Rishonim of the famous rule of Kol HaBrachos over La'asiyasan, that the Gemara teaches us, and we all know this from experience, that in almost all cases, we make the bracha over, before doing the mitzvah. Why is it so important to make the bracha before the mitzvah? So there's different interpretations. The Ritva says it's a type of kavana. Before we do the mitzvah, you want to put our mind in the right focus on our avodas ha-nefesh, not just the avodas ha-guf. We want to have the right kavana, and therefore we make a bracha before we do the action of the mitzvah. However, others, such as the Or Zeruah, suggest that it's in fact a form of chibuv ha-mitzvah. We make the bracha before doing the mitzvah as a kind of hakar satov, or as a praise of Hashem, an excitement that we have this opportunity to do a mitzvah. And lastly, the Rambam, at least as understood by Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam holds that the purpose of making the bracha before we do the mitzvah is because the bracha is a matir, it's a permission slip. Just like you can't eat an apple or any other food before making a berachas hananin, you need the bracha to get permission to eat the food, so too we need permission to do the mitzvah. So the bracha allows us to do the mitzvah, just like the bracha allows us to eat. Now these three are very interesting ideas, and presumably they could also be understood in light of this fundamental question. The Ritva says that we're making a bracha for kavana. That sounds like it's enhancing the mitzvah itself. The bracha becomes part of the mitzvah. However, if it's just a thank you, and especially according to the Rambam, where it's a please, it's something you do before the mitzvah as a matir, that sounds like something separate and not part of the mitzvah itself.